My name is Karen Runlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. There's an enormous push in South Florida right now to grab more of the technology economy. But we're not the only region making a play for this sector. The competition nationally is fierce. So local business leaders and policymakers are tackling issues to bring and keep startups here. One is growing the local talent pool for the future. A national nonprofit called Girls Who Code is working to grow the next generation of STEM stars. STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. And now Girls Who Code is launching in Miami.
The tech community is really expanding in Miami. We've seen tremendous growth in the Miami area, and we think it's a critical time in this movement to make sure that young women are a part of that.
That's Dana Ledger, the managing director. Girls Who Code is rolling out an immersion program for the first time in Miami this summer. 7 weeks, 7-hour days. One of the organization's goals is to get more female students to realize science, engineering, and technology careers even exist. Get this, it's less than half of 1% of freshman women who say they plan to major in computer science. A class of Girls Who Code students got the opportunity to work with Facebook engineers on projects they presented to Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. Yeah, that's Sheryl Sandberg, the one who graduated from North Miami Beach Senior High. Ledyard remembers the big day.
I think the moment for me was we were sitting with our students around a big table in a Facebook conference room, and we could see Sheryl Sandberg walk past the windows as she was coming around to enter the room, and the girls screamed like she was, you know, Beyonce or some rock star.
And what did Sandberg say?
She was saying things like, "That's amazing, that's so fantastic, we should do that."
Helen Denisenko is a 17-year-old alum of Girls Who Code.
Well, I never really delved into anything with computer science before. It was my first time.
But by the end of the summer, Denisenko could say this.
I worked with a group on an app called Let It Flow, and it's an app that allows users to find restrooms and water fountains nearby.
Okay, so it's an annoying question old people ask. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
After Girls Who Code, I realized that rather than just focusing on international relations or public policy, I wanted to incorporate something a little bit more tangible. That something more tangible is computer science.
What was your biggest takeaway from the program?
In terms of good advice for computer science specifically, don't give up on your code. It can be very frustrating.
The program is free. Right now, it's open to current 10th and 11th graders. Application deadline is midnight, February 27th. For the Friday Business Report, I'm Karen Runlett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.